My brothers and my sisters, there is a woman in the house tonight who has an anointing in her spirit, an alabaster box filled with music and praise and incense and aroma and glory. When she opens her mouth, the whole atmosphere is changed. At the thunderous praise that God allows to emit out of her mouth, she has blessed the body of Christ worldwide. Small churches, big churches, Baptist, Methodist, Presbyterian, Pentecostal, wherever this woman goes, she sings the songs of Zion with clarity and with power. How many times when we were backed up against the wall and we were discouraged did we hear her open her mouth and sing a song that blessed us and renewed us and rejuvenated us? She's not just somebody who sings professionally, disconnected from the music that she sings, but we have seen her suffer. We have seen her struggle and we have seen her survive. God has called this woman for such a time as this. She has the leadership of a Deborah. She has the courage of an Esther. She has the beautiful effervescence that God would use and place in a Rachel. The anointing is on her for this moment and this hour. You know who I'm talking about tonight. She is in a class all by herself. Charismatic and anointed, powerful and set apart. Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters, I want you to take the roof off of this place tonight as we welcome the incomparable, the anointed, the gifted, Miss Vicki Winans.
How I feel, 'cause it's been so long since I failed, and I can't tell what's going on. Besides, if I should try, I'd only hurt the ones I want to hide. And I won't, 'cause they're not to blame. The reason for my being is greater than even I can tell. Why me? It's my refrain. Here I stand, so strong, but I'm all so frail. Will it end? Well, it doesn't seem. But all of my appointed time, I'm gonna wait till my change comes, oh yeah, and it will come. I don't know when, and I don't know how, but it will.